Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good marrow to you, my friend. It is the buzz. H. Michaels is your afternoon, daytime, evening. You know when it is. You in the bubble bath. You listening to me on this blog talk. You know how you do. I have to tell you, folks, first off, let me give you the valuable information. The valuable information, if you want to call the show, and I know you do, if you want to call the show, you can call the show at 646-595-4800. 646-595-4802, or you can email. You can always email your thoughts if you've got something on your mind. Maybe you want me to talk about your topic because you the boss. So you want me to talk about your topic, you can email beonthebuzz@yahoo.com. Not beyond the buzz, but beyond the buzz. I talk kind of funny because I'm a black man. So beyondthebuzz@yahoo.com is our email. I have to admit, I'm sad, people. I'm upset about this particular thing that I want to share with you. I don't usually get into politics on the show. I don't, you know that. Anybody who knows me knows I don't really do politics, man. You know what I mean? I'd rather not. When the plate comes around with the politics, I say no. No, no, pass it to the next guy. But there is this thing that's bothering me. So we're in the middle of a presidential election, and I don't care who becomes president. I don't care, dog. Pick who you want. You feel me? I don't care. But this I do care about. As I was watching the debate, I'm not going to say which one, was it the elephant or the jackass debate, doesn't matter. I was watching the debate, and I noticed that everybody on the stage looked sloppy, okay? Now, I'm sorry, but this is real talk. They looked sloppy. What I'm saying is the physical appearance of each one of those people, and I dare you to find an example to prove me wrong. I dare you. One guy is super overweight. One guy is, let's call, pleasantly plump. The lady, come on now, don't get me started on the lady. Then there's the guy who's like the octogenarian. Listen, man, this is what I want to say, okay? I don't care who you vote for. I'm not trying to get you to vote for somebody. I don't care. Vote or not, I don't care. But when the black guy used to get out of the helicopter and kind of halfway jog across the lawn, that looked cool. That's all I'm saying. That looked cool. I like Kennedy because he was in shape. I like Clinton because he can play a saxophone, but I like him mostly because he was kind of mostly in shape. In shape is the business if you're going to be a leader. Dressing nice is the business if you're going to be a leader. Good grooming, it's the business if you're going to be, you get where I'm going with this? If you're going to lead the free world and you're going to represent America, the greatest country on God's planet, then you've got to be together, man. You can't be looking like you just slept in those clothes and got up on stage and decided to go, oh, I got to give a speech right now? Oh, well, shoot, no, I'm good, hold on, let me let me put this in my hair. All right, let's do this. Nonsense. If you have a thought on it, you can call the show. I gave you the number at 646-595-4802. You can also email your thoughts. As I said, it's beyondthebuzz@yahoo.com. What do you think about that? You're going to be a leader. You got to look good, man. I'm sorry. You know what? Dolce & Gabbana is out there for you. You know what I'm saying? If I was running for president, I would already have some homies. Forget about the corporate people that I owe favors to. I would be owing favors to Michael Kors. You know what I'm saying? I would be indebted to them. You get what I'm saying? I don't know if you got this. All right. Our guest today, she is a fabulous, fabulous lady. She's one of those ladies that makes you stand back and go, wow, it's like that? Yeah, it's like that. She is a pro fitness model. She is a mom, okay? That's what I'm talking about. She is a pro fitness model and a mom, which tells you that the kids are in good shape, because if the kids get out of line, your mom is a damn pro fitness competitive model. You know you're getting a back smack, so you better step the game up, homie. Anyway, welcome to the show. Kima Linderman is with me today. Kima, how you doing? Bye-bye.
Hey, Ace. How are you?
I am wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful.
Thanks for having me here today.
Oh, it's all my pleasure. It is my pleasure. What's going on in your world? I know you're always doing something. I see you posting stuff all the time. I'm like, this girl is in the posting business. She is posting like crazy.
Right. If I got a dollar for every post that I made, I'd be wealthy. But right now I'm on break. I finished up my competition year this past November with the Olympia. And so right now I'm on a break, building my muscle, kind of fattening up a little bit, actually. But, yeah, you got to get the fattening up to get the muscle. So I'm enjoying my food and my family right now.
Oh, that's good to know. See, I didn't know that. I'm doing the fattening up process myself right now. Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to do a little bit of both.
Yeah, I'll probably spend the rest of 2016 doing the fattening up process and then see what happens. But, no, that's interesting. I did not know that. What did you think of the topic today? We're talking about the leaders of the free world and how they look on TV. I mean, you're in the fitness business, so obviously you've got an idea or an opinion about this. What do you think? You got to look good, right, if you're going to run the planet?
Right, yeah. We were just talking about that at our house the other day, how I was saying one particular candidate just didn't look very presidential. And then, you know, somebody else said, well, what exactly does that look like? And, you know, I don't really have the explanation as to what specifically it looks like, but when you see that it's not what a president should look like, you just know. So,
right.
You know, I wouldn't go up on the stage looking like a hot mess, or else I'm going to get laughed off. You know, so the same thing for the presidents. If they go up there and they're a mess, they don't have any clue what's going on, then why would we want them to run the country?
Well, okay, let's for example, okay, Kima, let's say, forget about the country for a second. Anything. The president of our car wash union should kind of represent, you know, wear a nice pair of pants, polish your shoes, comb your hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not the emo punk revolution presidency game. This is like, you want to represent my country, and everybody in the world wants to see you. And I'm sorry, this is the one place where I will be, I don't know what you call it, superficial to say that looks matter. But and here it does. I think it does. If you're going to be the president or madam president, you better be sharp, man. You got to be putting on the dog. You know what I mean?
Right. I understand.
Yeah. So, and then what about being in shape? Now, you're a fitness person, so you probably, would you say, like, everybody should be in shape?
Well, you know, I don't know that I should say that everybody should be in shape, but everybody should be healthy, because what's in shape to me is not what's in shape to somebody else. And, for example, right now I feel like I'm a little bit fat and out of shape because it's not what I'm used to. But to somebody else, I'm in perfect shape and what they strive to be. So it's all in the eye of the beholder. But what we need to get to is a lot more health-conscious thought.
Now, yeah, that's an interesting thing because the health consciousness in America seems to be, you know, going back and forth like a fluctuation. Like, it's not going to be healthy if we have all this fast food in our diet, and it's not going to be healthy if we don't exercise. But that kind of is the way we roll in America. It's like, look, you know what? We got fast food places on every corner. And as far as exercise, now there's lots of fitness places. But, you know, Michelle Obama was talking about just everybody do a couple sit-ups and a couple push-ups and everybody would feel a little better. And people hit the ceiling on that. They were like, I ain't wrong with you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that I know there's a lot, not a lot of Michelle Obama fans out there, and they think that she's kind of sticking her nose in where it shouldn't be. But honestly, I don't know that she's completely out of line. Now, just doing a couple of sit-ups or something is probably not going to do much good, but she has a point. I mean, I'm also a school teacher, and, you know, I see kids all day long, and I have never seen such fat children in my life. As a whole, I haven't seen as many fat people as I've seen in my whole life. And not just fat, but out of shape. And it's like we've gotten to this complacency where we're okay with being round. And, you know, I see the Facebook posts where somebody will post, bones are for dogs, meat for men. And, you know, I don't know that I specifically agree with that. I don't disagree with it, but it just seems like we're giving ourselves an excuse to be fat.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Now, did you come from a school like my school? We used to have, like, gym class. We'd throw the little rubber ball around, a dodgeball at each other, and we would run around the gym. And, I mean, that was just part of being in elementary school was we had gym class. But nowadays, the kids don't really have it. They have it as an elective. Like, you could take gym if you want to, but you don't have to.
Well, and I mean, I'm in elementary school, and so it is a required special. My students do it usually twice a week, which is great. Twice a week, 50 times, 50 minutes each time. What we're severely lacking, and I think education across America, not just my school or CCSD, is recess. Kids aren't getting to go out and play. You know, we're shoving education down their throat, which, I mean, obviously is needed, but so is play. That's a valuable lesson in life.
Uh-huh.
Nature, getting along with each other. Just, you know, there's something to be said about just going out, clearing your mind, and not having to think all day. I mean, even as grown-ups, we don't want to sit and think all day. We want a rest period, and the kids need it.
Yeah, and isn't it good for people's well-being to feel like they've accomplished? Like, if you say, okay, you got to do 50 sit-ups, at the beginning of the 50 sit-ups, you might not think you can, but after you've done, you know, 32 of them, you go, hey, I might be able to finish this.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, even if you can't, then, you know what, do what you can. And then the next day, try to do a little bit more and a little bit more. I mean, I do the same thing. I can't hit exactly my goal every single time. I have to work up to it. So, you know, we shouldn't be stuck on the number. We should be stuck on what our goal is.
Now, speaking of that, now this is where I've been wanting to ask you this for a long time, girl. So how did you go from, I mean, you took it atomic, though. Like, how did you go from being whatever you were before to where now you're a fitness pro competitor?
Right. You know, it was actually very shocking because I started training, and I'm going to emphasize the word training. I started training a year ago in September, and I went into it knowing that I was going to be turning 40 and I wanted to look really good, and I wanted to do a competition. So after that, it just kind of snowballed. For whatever reason, I started getting attention from some supplement companies, and then pretty soon from people here around town, and even you. I think last January I worked with you a little bit, and
then my
goals grew. So I just set goals for myself each time, and I kept hitting them. I mean, if you want it hard enough, you'll do it. But really, I'm amazed at how quickly it went. I mean, I went from amateur to pro within 6 months to placing, well, I placed second at the Olympia, but I actually earned the gold medal, but that's a completely sore subject that I won't even talk about. You know, I was just now named as one of the 100 most influential women in Las Vegas, and that issue with my Vegas magazine will be coming out soon. So I'm flabbergasted.
Well, and you are very good at what you do, and you're so good at what you do that it does seem like you've been doing it longer. Like, you know, when you mentioned that to me that we met about a year ago, I kind of had the impression that you were already, you know, an established fitness competitor, but now I remember you telling me a year ago, you're like, well, I'm going to be starting this competition. And I was like, wow. But you've advanced so far. Why do you think you've advanced so far? Is it just your sheer determination of will, or have you just been super lucky, or God bless you, or like, what do you think is going on?
Well, I'd like to think it's a little bit of everything. You know, I think it's the persona that you project. It is the confidence that you project. It's the people that you meet. It is a little bit of everything. I mean, when I met you, I hadn't even done my first competition. And, you know, I put myself out there. I mean, I contacted magazines. I sent my information to magazines. I got published in Oxygen last year, which, if you don't know, that's a huge, you know, international publication for women's health and fitness. You know, I just, I guess what it is nobody told me that I couldn't do it, so I figured, why not? Why shouldn't I do it then?
Right, exactly. So, what do you have to lose except not trying?
Exactly.
Right?
So I figured all they could do is tell me no or just ignore me, so you know what, I'm just going to go out there and put on the best show possible and improve, and that's what I did.
And you know now you're inspiring other people. Like, has it ever dawned on you, like, that you are a role model at this point? Like, other women looking at you and going, hey, I want to do what she's doing.
You know, on a day-to-day basis, no, I don't really think of it. And when somebody tells me that I've inspired them, it is actually kind of shocking to me. I mean, because I'm just a normal person. I do what I do. And, you know, that's just, it is what it is. You know, I even had somebody contact me and say that they made my pictures part of their inspiration board. You know, people will make inspiration boards or dream boards or things like that, and they put my pictures on them. So, I mean, it's cool, it's strange, it's exciting. It's a little bit of everything when people tell you that. You know, just me, I'm just me. I just do what I do.
Now, without naming any names, I'm just curious, what are the people like in the competitions? Like, I'm sure it's very competitive, but are people generally friendly? Are they standoffish? Like, you know, because you're in a room with a bunch of other people who also have beautiful bodies, and everybody's there with the oil and their suit on, and what's it like? Mm-hmm. Like, is it rough? Is it cool? Is it a hang? Like, what's up with it?
You know, well, in my league, which is the PNBA, which is a Natural Bodybuilding Association, I actually found everyone to be very friendly. My first competition with them was last March, and since I started competing with them, I haven't gone to any other leagues. Because the women are friendly, the men are friendly, which I know that sounds kind of funny, but meaning they aren't backstage hitting on you and you know, trying to get a glimpse or anything like that. Like, everybody's there to help each other. Somebody needs eyelash glue. Like, I have glued eyelashes on people backstage. You know, it's just, we're all back there to help each other, and it's not quite as cutthroat as you would think, at least not in my league. Now, I have competed in other national leagues and international leagues where, yeah, the women were pretty bitchy and definitely not something I'd want to be a part of. But, you know, you're here to help each other. And if you're not here to build each other up, you're breaking each other down, which really, I mean, you're breaking yourself down.
And when you do this competition, are you working, is it solely on your own, or do you have, like, part of a team? Like, are there three people that are on your team, and so no matter who wins, the team kind of wins, or is it one of those things that solely, completely, you're there by yourself? You may have a coach, but you're pretty much in the ring by yourself.
Yeah, you are. I mean, even if you have members of a team, which I did, you are still competing pretty much against them if you're in the same category. It's like being in the Olympics. You sure. might all be on the United States team, but if you're in the same category, you're still competing against each other. Now, and I was on the team for Horn Fitness, and I was the only pro on that team at that point, so I didn't have to compete against my teammates, which I was very glad about. But, yeah, there were a few that did compete against each other. So, you know, at that point, you have to root each other on. And even if you're disappointed in a loss, you have to be excited in somebody's win because, you know, you were there helping them along the way just as they were there helping you.
Now, when we started the show, we were talking about leadership qualities and one of them being dressing nice. But I think being in a competitive environment will teach a person leadership qualities. I think it's important, like for kids, to be involved in a sport that requires working with a team as well as being involved in a sport that requires working alone, because no matter what, it's going to teach you very valuable properties of being a leader down the road that are going to come in handy. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And really, we're lacking in that. Severely, and you know, our young generation right now, even sort of me, but I know my kids, I mean, they're in that generation where everybody gets that participation medal and everybody gets rewarded for showing up. Yeah, and you know, it's while you know, I'm really excited for them that they didn't get their little feelings hurt, at the same time, we're not doing them any good because you know, then in the classroom, I see it a lot, I see which kids probably were handed the participation medals all the time and always told that they did a great job, even if they sat on the bench. And I can tell which kids were out there busting their butt to make their team mm-hmm. what it was. And, you know, it's really quite a shame. I mean, a lot of kids nowadays are just, you know, they're looking for that pat on the back and that congratulatory message, and we're giving it to them. And then as they yep. get older, they are becoming little whiny adults. I'm sorry to say, but, you know, I see it
yeah.
every day.
No.
You know, even with my own kids, you know, they start whining, and I'm like, no, you know, you get to live with this. This is the way it is. I'm sorry. I'm not cleaning it up for you. So.
No, I completely agree. I spoke about this on another show. This whole thing about the participation award, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. but, you know, if you do a group effort and you happen to be the guys who come in last and you don't end up getting a trophy or a medal or a badge or a ribbon, then guess what? Get better luck next year. Go get them next time. No big deal.
Right.
Not a big deal
right.
at all. It doesn't define you as a person. It doesn't make you less of a human being because you didn't get the ribbon. It just means that for this particular thing, you didn't win. And if you want to win,
right.
then next year you get the opportunity, just like everybody else, to win. You know?
Right. And I understand. Losing sucks. It really does. I mean, I can't say that I take losing, you know, very lightly. But, you know, once I sit and think about it, then of course. And I'm going to come to my senses and I'm going to realize that I need to do something different. And that it just wasn't
right.
my way.
Right. Now, I want to clarify a thought because I had a show last week. We talked about the Academy Awards and this whole black thing on the Academy Awards. And I want to stress, we're not talking about the same thing. We're not talking about you didn't get a chance to get nominated, and so therefore you can't win, and so you've got to accept that. We're talking mm-hmm. about if everybody got the equal chance to participate and you didn't win, okay, life goes on. But if you're not
right.
even allowed to get in the competition, that's a different story entirely. So I just wanted to clarify that. Okay, so
yeah.
what's up next for you? So people are going to fall in love with you after today. They're going to want to follow you. What's next on the horizon?
Well, you know, right now I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do next. I had thought about doing a competition in April. I think I'm going to sit that one out. If I do one, it's not going to be until June. So, you know, right now what I'm doing is I'm kind of enjoying my family time. I'm enjoying my eating time, and I'm enjoying not really having to count everything that I do. So sure. I'm going to be resting for a little bit, but I am going to still be helping out with the competitions that are coming up in April, looking for vendors to come to the All Women's Weekend. Any vendors, it doesn't have to be sports related, doesn't have to be fitness related. Just I'm looking for anybody that wants to get their product out there. So I'm helping the IMBA with that, looking to get into some judging. And as far as anything else that goes, right now I'm just going to enjoy things as they come.
That's what's up. And why do you have a cool name? What's Kima? What is that from? Is that like a story in the Bible or something, Kima?
Well, you know, I wish I had a really cool story for it. It is a Native American name. And actually, my mom just liked the name. She heard a girl called named Kima Shea, and she, instead of being an individual and picking a name that somebody else didn't have, she gave me that exact name. So I don't have a cool story or anything behind it other than it's, I know it's Native American. And I will tell you, because I also think it's a little bit funny that before people meet me, they assume I'm a black girl. I'm not going to say why, but that's what they assume whenever they hear my name. But I'm the whitest black girl you can meet.
Yeah, it does have a black girl ring to it. Kima Linderman kind of runs like, you know, Joseph Washington. I get it. Kima Linderman. That's cool. And then you got a website people can go to if they want to get on to stalking you?
You know, I just put my websites all on hold so I can refocus my attention. I was getting way too many things coming my way, and I wish I could point people, but, you know, they can always find me still on Facebook. But other than that, I shut down my websites and social media while I refocus everything and revamp it. And, you know, I'm going to be very picky as to who I'm letting see my pictures and learn my story. It's been it happened really quickly this year, and my year was very crazy. And I know it sounds really fun, and I use this word a little bit lightly, but, you know, people always say want to be famous, and then when something happens, it's really not as fun as it sounds. Not that I was famous, but, you know, whenever you start getting people from all over the place and, you know, they're asking for pictures and offering payment for pictures and other things, it just gets to be a little overwhelming. So.
And you know what? The social media can be its own kind of a monster, really, if you think about it. It's like, you know what? You start wondering about, okay, did somebody answer me back on Facebook? Do I got to check this Instagram? How come they didn't like this picture, but they liked this picture? Like, you don't have time to be doing all that in life. You know what I mean?
Right. You know what? I'm not going to comment too much on that because my husband's listening, and he's probably, like, making lots of faces right now because we went through this a lot because, yes, it is addictive, and I did become addicted to it, and I need that little break. But, yeah, and I got a lot of hate mail from people because I wouldn't – not that I wouldn't, but I didn't reply back to them soon enough or they didn't get the response from me that they hoped. Even whenever I shut down my social media, I still got messages, people angry at me because they thought that I had blocked them. So it's just, you know, as they say, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, exactly. How are you going to be mad at me because I blocked you? What's the matter with you? I can block anybody I want.
Right. No, and unfortunately, a few people also had my phone number. So after I would get rid of them, they would bombard my phone with texts and calls. And yeah, so it's time to you know, reset everything and let everybody forget about me for a little bit and just
right.
kind of lay
you know
low, keep it local.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? These are people you don't even know. It's like, you don't know these people.
Right.
You don't even go to church with these people. You've never seen these people. How can you be mad at me?
Right.
You never even met me
right.
to be mad at me.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going to keep it local for now. I'm going to focus a little bit more attention on things that are happening locally and charities that are doing local things, being with my friends that are here, family, you know, just all those things.
All of this sounds good. Hey, y'all, it's Kima Linderman. She is good people, and she's doing her thing. You guys should support what she's up to. She agrees with me. The president's got to look good, need to dress up, put a pin in the tie, put some cufflinks on, make it happen. You're the president, for crying out loud. Kima, thank you for being on the show today. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks for having me, Ace.
It is my pleasure.
You don't have to.